As Jim and Margaret have mentioned, Marty Hawk waits patiently on line number one. And Marty, good morning. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
And a happy Thanksgiving to you as well. I hope you have all your pies baked and the turkeys ready to go in the oven and the whole thing.
Almost.
Right?
Marty, we put our order into you last week. We were going to come by and pick them up about 3 today. Is that okay?
Just come right on by. That's what I'm going to be doing later on.
Good girl.
Good girl.
The drive-thru window is open at what time? Can we just pull up in the driveway and you
No,
you
the drive-thru was you were going to drop off this baby so I could play with the baby.
That's exactly right. I will do that on Friday. So I can take a little bit of a cat nap, right? Marty Hawk is the county councilwoman. She joins us every Wednesday morning to keep an eye on what's happening with county finances. That is the main job of the county council. And Marty has last night meeting, and we was talking about sheriff's pensions. And we've talked a little bit about this before. Why is this an issue that is now coming up? And what is
and
the angle moving forward?
Why do we even have a pension, Marty?
Half the counties do and half don't.
What did you just say, Margaret?
Why do we even have pensions? Why don't we have retirement funds that this money can just be put into and not having even have... I mean, then when people have their money, it's their money, and we don't even have to worry about it. It's just set, you know. The whole thing with a pension is so much more complicated from the county's perspective, and I just don't understand why we aren't getting away from that instead of, you know, seemingly perpetuating this antiquated system of dealing with people's retirement.
Well, I would think that maybe you could sit down and talk to some of the deputies and so forth to discuss that with them, and maybe they can convince you as to why they feel like they could have a pension or should have a pension.
I'm not saying they shouldn't have any of this money to go towards a retirement fund, but I just don't think that the encompassing thing that is a pension is as good for them as, say, a you know, 401k.
Well, that's one person's opinion, and so and it might be others as well. So if there's a movement toward that, we take a look at it. Right now, what we have is a pension plan that when we get a new sheriff, the sheriff can look over to see what he might want to see changes. And then the way the process works is he takes that to the merit board, and if he can convince the merit board that those changes are appropriate, then he brings it to the council. It takes three. It's a three-legged stool. The sheriff cannot do it on his own. The merit board cannot do it on their own. And the council cannot do it on their
own. That's actually probably a good thing.
All three of those groups to equally agree on whatever is in that pension plan. Now, what's been brought to us this time was some changes that many of us really liked, which was we don't want someone serving for only 3 years, maybe hit that age 55 and be able to retire with dollars. So there's a movement towards saying, well, if you're 55, you have to have at least served 10 years and that kind of thing. So there were a lot of proposed changes in there that the council thought was good for the department, and we wanted to support that. What we did not want to do was to do anything that wouldn't be a level playing field for the candidates for the next sheriff's election, whether it's this next in 4 years or in 8 years, that the people of this county, the citizens of this county, deserve to have the very best possible candidates on that slate to choose from. And so what was being proposed was that if you were not a member of the department, if you were retired military or you were for some other person who felt that they were really qualified to be the sheriff, we were saying to them, if we had agreed to this, well, okay, but you'll get no pension. Everybody else will get a pension, and if you are running for sheriff and you're in the department, you'll get that sheriff's pension, that dollar. But if you're coming in from someplace else, you won't. Now, that's not a level playing field. So that's what we were saying. We'll agree to the rest of this. Just take that part out. And the sheriff said that wasn't what he was proposing. So we'll see what whether or not he brings back anything to support his department.
And who does that go back to, Marty?
If he chooses, it would go back to the merit board.
Mm-hmm.
And if they would say, we like everything else on this, and if this is what the council wants, we're saying if you've served as sheriff, you get the same kind of pension. And remember that if you've served 8 years and that's your total amount served, you do not get the same kind of pension as a sheriff who is then elected out of the department. They can get up to 74% of their annual salary every year for the rest of their life, whereas if you only serve 8 years, you get at 20 years served, you get 50% of your salary, of the average highest salary. At everything less than 20, you get a percentage off of that. So you don't get the 50%. You get a very small
amount. So it rewards the career law enforcement officer.
Mm-hmm. I beg your pardon?
It rewards the career law enforcement officer, not somebody using the sheriff's department as maybe a stepping stone or the
right.
sheriff's
and I,
position.
You know what? I understand that theory, but I also understand that we need the very best possible sheriff out there. And here's what happens. If you have a sheriff that maybe the department itself is not, and I'm not saying that's the case now, but that's what we could be setting up, a situation. Whereas if the sheriff and the people in the department didn't see eye to eye on things, and you'll not see people in the department run for sheriff against a sheriff that's already elected. I don't think you'll see that. So,
let me ask you a question.
It's important that in this day and age, when they are relying on local law enforcement to assist the state law enforcement to help with some of these terrorist activities, that's why I continue to hear on the news, that they're relying on local law enforcement. Well, we better have the very best possible candidate at all times. And the people of this county deserve that.
County Councilwoman Marty Hawk's our guest this morning. She checks in every Wednesday. Talking about the pension, we didn't hear this for the last sheriff. He didn't change it. Why all of a sudden we want to change it now? Was there something that changed in state law? Was there something that changed locally that this needs to be addressed, or why is it being addressed?
It's being addressed because if I really looked at it and said why, I would think it might be that whoever is sitting there would rather do whatever is possible to have a smaller candidate field.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, what else? Tell me, I mean, that at least has to be something that you would consider because it would be the only reason, because monetarily it really the pension plan comes out ahead dollar wise if somebody from outside of the department is elected, because the amount of pension the sheriff gets that's only served 8 years is very small as compared to someone who gets 74% of their annual salary every year. If you're getting 15-20% of your annual salary. It's not nearly as much as
74%. Where does the budget for the pension, is that just like a general county thing, or is it like really out of the law enforcement budget?
Well, they pay into it. Everyone pays into it. That's a part of it. And then if it doesn't stay sound, if it's spending out more than it's bringing in, and as we get an aging department and as they begin to retire and you have more and more people who are in retirement, then the money has to come from someplace, and it would have to come from taxes. So we would have to figure out how we are going to support the pension plan. And what happened was that in the fairly recent past, they changed it from saying at year 20, if you retire, you get 50% of your pension. Now it's when you retire, you can get up to 74%.
So you don't think that possibly what's going on here is that they're trying that he's trying to keep the integrity of the pension system because of this new change with this 74% out?
Well, that had all of. I think it's a combination of many things that have happened here, but also when you look at the department and they need we need to keep that sound for the people in that department because they've been paying into it for years. They need to rely on that.
Well, that's why I'm saying I think that
the real situation here is not that a past sheriff is getting a small amount because he served 8 years. It's only going to be a small amount as compared to the sheriff who has put in many years and when retired will be 74%.
But it's the difference
that's
between a
really
small amount and none,
down.
Marty.
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you.
I said it's a difference between a small amount or none. I mean, because what he's suggesting is they wouldn't get any, and so therefore it wouldn't be any money coming out for that shorter period of time. And you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm just looking at it, and again, I think that, you know, the way that pension funds are set up, it really is going to have to be looked at in the future whether or not the county can afford it. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm crazy, but a whole lot of places have gotten rid of pension funds for the very reason that, you know, that there wasn't enough money being paid into them, and there wasn't enough. I'm not suggesting that you change this right this minute or you stop doing what you've agreed to for people who have paid into it. But it sure seems like to me that the smartest thing to do here is to eventually get away from this kind of a system to be paying for retirement. I think there are.
Well, you can certainly see that it's 54% difference in what someone who's elected as sheriff that's in the department, they'll receive 54% more. They could get 74% of their annual salary for the rest of their life. And if at that time they're like late 50s, early 60s, that's, you know,
a substantial amount of money.
Lifespan, so that could be a lot of money. The other thing, and I know we're running out of time, I wanted to say that I have been pushing hard to get some resolution as to when we'll see some a movement forward having to do with the improper use of credit card in the auditor's office. I am told now that indeed it was turned over to the State Board of Accounts Investigative Unit as of yesterday. Actually, there is legislation that is there that says that if anyone knows that there's been a situation such as this, that we are required to notify the State Board of Accounts. And a letter came out from Mr. Joyce at the State Board of Accounts reminding folks of that. And so that information is now up there. And so maybe we'll see some movement toward that. And the reason why I want to mention that as well is that part of what the discussion was last night was how much extra dollars it's going to cost us if we try to bond for situations to cover, like what happened at the jail where there was someone taking dollars.
$265,000 of them.
It was a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And so what we have to look at is if we are going to bond to try to cover everybody who handles money, how much is that going to cost us? And I also ask, will it cost us more, even for the bonds that we have in place, because of all the things that have happened here in this county in the past few years, and the answer was yes, of course it's going to cost us a great deal more. So when we're talking about elections, folks, it's important that we elect people that have not just the intelligence but the integrity to run that office.
Does the county still have office space here in town in some of their buildings?
Oh, do we have office space?
Well, just bring the State Board of Accounts down here.
Building.
Just put the State Board of Accounts in some of that empty space, because we might as well have the Monroe County wing of it. It seems like we spend more time with the State Board of Accounts than we do doing stuff here in our community.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think we just have to just set them up and say, here you are, and, you know, we'll bring you lunch.
Yep. Just roll out the red carpet. Have them come on down. Maybe we can develop a rail system, a high-speed rail, where we can just get them down here every 15 minutes, because that seems like as much as we need them.
Mm-hmm. In the meantime, you folks have a great Thanksgiving.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, Marty. We'll do it again in December. Thank you, County Councilwoman Marty Hawk.